so much hype about Ocean's 8 coming out. It's finally out today, and the all-star female cast is ridiculous. I'm talking Rihanna, Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Sarah Paulson, Mindy Kaling, Dakota Fanning, and even more.
Yeah, you know what? I'm pumped about this one, too, because I believe that this one actually has a shot. Like, a lot of times, so you remember when the Ghostbusters remake came out, I was not on board with that at all. And it had nothing to do with the cast. The cast was fantastic. But it just seemed like there was nothing original about the idea at that point, what was going to be the angle. It's not like this one is incredibly original. Obviously, Ocean's 11 was done back in the day with the Brat Pack. Then it was redone with Clooney and all those guys, too. But the fact that it's all female and the guys are all out this time and the cast is just fantastic. Like, I think that this one is going to work. I think this is going to be good.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Just about every review disagrees with you. Every single one.
You know what?
Not good.
I get it because they're kind of worked up because it's a girl club or whatever. Here's the thing. I would watch Sarah Paulson do anything after the OJ show.
Yeah.
Literally anything and be happy with it. I like Mindy Kaling. I think Hathaway's good, especially in bit parts when she's not even just the whole lead. I love her.
Yep.
And Bullock's fun, too. So you know what? I mean, either way, you have to go check it out for yourself. But here's a little clip from the trailer for you.
So you want to hit a jewelry store?
Not exactly. The diamond mine. Yes, that's exactly right.
Or what? The Met.
Yeah. Let's get all them diamonds. Let's get that money. Rihanna's there. Yeah, Rihanna's acting skills are kind of they're questionable.
Well, that's the whole thing. Granted, maybe this isn't the best plot line, but I want. Right. Is it going to be fun? Because I don't. If I'm having fun watching
fun.
Them, then I'm into it.
Yeah.
But it made us think. What do you think are the best female ensemble movies of all time?
Well, there's been some good ones. There's been some bad ones. There's the heartfelt ones, and then there's the fun ones too. Like Pitch Perfect has made a ton of bucks.
This is a list of all of the songs that we have ever performed. There's nothing from this century on here. Our goal is to get to the finals. How are we paying for regionals? A bikini car wash is definitely out of the question.
No, Aubrey, I'm like super good at bikini car washes.
I love it. You know, I mean, humor obviously makes a big difference to me, you know?
Yeah, Pitch Perfect is actually one of my favorite all-time girl movies.
Yeah, I do know what your favorite one is, of course. Mean Girls.
I'm 16. Until today, I was homeschooled. And then it was goodbye, Africa. And hello, high school.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm Janice.
This is Damien.
Watch out, new meat coming through.
Do you think that that was the last good thing that Lindsay Lohan did? Do you think it was?
I think she has so much more in her. I said that with a straight face.
Wow. You fooled me there for a half second.
I got you right there.
You really had me.
Did she just open a club or something like that in Greece somewhere
man,
now?
Come on. Yeah. She ain't paying for that. Her mom just lost her house.
Oh.
All right, here we go. That's not nice. I mean, but it's true. It's
sorry.
Factual.
Sorry.
I like the R-rated comedies for girls, and Bridesmaids was fantastic.
Let's go meet the rest of the bridal party.
This is Becca from work.
Is this your husband?
Oh, no, I don't know him. I'm single.
I was so distraught when I was single.
I'm fine being by myself.
I love the plane scene, too, man. That was the best.
Yeah, I gotta
tell
you.
That was absolutely my favorite.
That movie was fantastic. So, you know what?
Girls Trip. I mean, these are all good flicks, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then there's, the classics, Waiting Next Hail.
Right.
Well, that book got me.
Steel Magnolias.
Right.
I mean, these are tours de force.
Fried Green Tomatoes.
You know, comedy and that type of thing. I wonder if it's PG-13 or R, you know? Because you know what? R, I think, is funny.
All right.
PG-13.
Well, you know what? You're going to be the judge.
Right.
Because you're going to see the movie this weekend. You're going to report back on Monday. Let us know what you think. Ocean's 8 out today. Did the all-female cast do it for you? Let us know on our Facebook page.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.